الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Continue our readings in the book كتاب أخلاق العلماء. كتاب أخلاق العلماء, the book which is entitled the manners of the علماء, the manners of the scholars, the people of knowledge, علماء الإسلام, the scholars of الإسلام, علماء السنة والحديث, the manners and the etiquettes of the scholars, the people of knowledge, the people of hadith, the people of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, authored by the great Imam, Al-Imam Al-Ajurri, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He died in the year 360 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The author, in his introduction, he has mentioned many of the virtuous traits and characteristics of those people of knowledge. And from their greatest traits is that they fear Allah Azza wa Jal, that they obtain knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal and they know Him. They know Him by His names and they know Him by His attributes. They know Him by His actions and by His lordship. They know Him by His greatness and His majesty and His glory, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know Him by His kindness and His gentleness with His creation and the goodness that He has done by guiding them, and the goodness that He has done for them in their worldly affairs as well as in their religious affairs. They know their Lord and they comply to what that necessitates. They know His greatness and they know Him also by His commandments. They know Him by His legislation. They know Him by His prohibitions and they comply to that, believing in Him, hoping for His promise and hoping for His mercy, hoping for His reward alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing His punishment and fearing being rejected, the ulama, the people of knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا, that the ones who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, from His servants, they're the people of knowledge, from the greatest trait. As the author will mention and clarify, the greatest trait of the people of knowledge is that they have action, that they have action. They fear Him, the type of fear that produces actions, actions that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. They know what is pleasing to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from actions and from statements. And they know what is displeasing to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from actions and from statements. And then they applied this themselves and became upright. And then they continued, after becoming upright and rectified by way of this knowledge, to call others and to teach others. And in this manner they have been considered, the ulama that are upright, to be considered the ulama al-rabbaniyun, al-rabbaniyun, al-alim al-rabbani. الذي يعلم ويعمل بعلمه ويعلم غيره ويعلم غيره, the one that has knowledge and he applies that and he teaches others and he teaches others. This one is considered Rabbani. This one is considered the Rabbani, the upright scholar who is solid in his knowledge, raising the people upon the correct path, upon the beneficial knowledge. This is where we had left off. The author had mentioned from those traits of the ulama, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّنِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. And likewise, the author, he mentioned from the evidences of the virtue of the scholars, as we were reading in our previous class, the statement of the author, he mentioned, he says, وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and Allah, He says, the Most High, سبحانه وتعالى وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. He's mentioning this noble verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clarify some of the traits and the characteristics of those people, the people of knowledge, the ulama. وجعلنا منهم, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about from the children of Israel, and we have made from them أئمة, leaders, أَيَمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, they guide, they are guiding and calling to guidance, بِأَمْرِنَا, with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, whenever they were patient, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ, and whenever they had certain faith in our verses and signs, in our proofs and evidences. The ulama, they mentioned that to truly be an imam, to reach the status of imam, to reach the status of imamah in the deen, al-imamatu fi dini tunalu bi-sabri wal-yaqeen, with patience and with certainty, with patience and certainty. But likewise here we see that Allah mentioned their traits from them. The one who is considered imam in the deen, in the deen, that he's followed absolutely in that which he says and does. He is somebody who has these four traits. Yahdun. Hum, that they, what are they doing? Yahdun. Yani hum muhtadun fi anfusihim yahdun ghayrahum bilhuda alladhi ihtadaw bih. That they are guided in themselves and they guide others by way of that guidance that they themselves have been guided with. They first have guidance. What is the guidance? Al-Kitab wa Sunnah. Al-Kitab wa Sunnah wa fahmu salafi hadihi al-Ummah. The book and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. This is the guidance. Now this is the guidance. Yahduna bi amrina. Bi amrina, they're not guiding with hawa. They're guiding with huda. Bi amrina. They're not guiding with desires, with whims. They're guiding with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Bi amrina. Yahduna bi amrina. That's the second trait. They're guiding, meaning they're callers. They're callers to what they're upon. Yahdun. But what are they calling to? Yahduna bi amrina. Bi amrina. Ay bi deenina. Ay bi deenina wa wahyina. They're guiding by way of our deen. Yani the knowledge of the book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not by way of desires or whims. Or what a person prefers and the likes like that. Rather guiding bi amrina with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, with his by way of his legislation. So this is the first two traits of the people who are considered a'imma fi al-deen, the ulama al-rabbaniyin. They have these traits here: yahdun bi amrina. They guide others by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. They guide others by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they learn first themselves the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then they apply that themselves in their own life. The command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, they call to that. They call to that. And then what is their other trait? Lamma sabaru. Whenever they were patient. Sabaru. Whenever they had patience. At this time they became imams. First they have the knowledge and they call to it. The knowledge of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. The knowledge of the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. And the Tiba' Tabi'een. And then they call to it. And then they're patient upon that. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And then they have likewise certainty in our verses. Certainty in our signs. Certainty in our proofs and our evidences. Certainty in our ayat. The ulama, they mention in this manner, a person can reach the stage of being an imam. He can be a true imam and a leader. And that's why some of the ulama, they will be specific on which one they call an imam. Because some people use that term imam lightly. But the one who truly is an imam in the deen is the one who has these four things. Somebody may be considered imam, but he's not really guiding by these affairs. So he wouldn't reach that status of imam, that he's the imam, that he has imam, that he is the one who's followed absolutely in everything that he says and he does. Maybe he has upright and the likes like this, but if there's errors in certain areas, then he didn't reach that stage. Guiding with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Guiding with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, whenever they're patient. الصبر, the ulama, they mentioned it requires patience upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And patience in staying away from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise being patient upon the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this manner one achieves patience, the true patience. So this is the way of those, the ulama. The way of the ulama, that they have certainty. They have knowledge. And they're patient upon that knowledge. They're patient upon learning that knowledge. They're patient upon teaching that knowledge and calling to that knowledge. They're patient upon the good that occurs to them and the bad that occurs to them. They're patient upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever they have this patience and this certainty, then they are able to, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, reach this high status of being considered an imam and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, about this verse. And he called his Sayyidi, rahimahullah, lamma sabaru, whenever they are patient. What does this mean here? Whenever, and this is the traits of the ulama. So that way, whenever we learn these sifat and we learn these traits and we're aware of them, then we will search for them. If somebody, we're going to take him as an imam and follow him. Oh, look, does he have the traits? If so, alhamdulillah, we follow him and we take from him. But if not, then we will be careful and cautious. The benefit in knowing the sifat and the traits of those who are truly a'imma fi deenillahi azza wa jal. He says, lamma sabaru, whenever they were patient, الإمام السيدي he mentioned رحمه الله على التعلم والتعليم والدعوة إلى الله والأذى في سبيله. That whenever they are patient, meaning that the verse that again, he said, we made from them leaders, guiding by our command. Whenever they were patient and they had certainty in our verses, in our signs, in our ayat. Now, so this portion of the verse, whenever they were patient, Imam al-Sidi, he says, Rahimahullah, whenever they are patient upon learning, and patient upon teaching, and patient upon calling to Allah, and patient upon the harm that is experienced in that path. This is the first thing. This is whenever they're patient with this. This is one issue. Where's another chapter that this is found from? Wal-Asr. This is the four. Al-Masail al-Arba. Al-Ti dhakara ha Shaykh al-Islam. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. The four issues that Shaykh al-Islam and Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab mentioned. Al-Ilmu, Wal-Amalu, Wal-Da'watu, Sabru ala al-adafi. The four affairs is obligatory for every Muslim to have. If the one he performs that, what would he be? An imam. And along with this right here, he will be an imam. If he fulfills the rest of the rights that he will mention here. He said, after that, وَكَفُّوا نُفُوسَهُمْ أَنْ جِمَاحِهَا فِي الْمَعَاسِي وَاسْتِسَارِهَا وَاسْتِرَسَارِهَا فِي الشَّهَوَاتِ. So not only did they were patient upon learning and teaching, and patient upon calling to Allah and the harm that is experienced in that path, likewise they were patient upon refraining and prohibiting their souls from being engulfed in disobedience, to being overwhelmed and inclined to disobedience, and from being engulfed in shahawat, lusts and desires. So in this case, the person who is learning and he has knowledge, but he does not repress his lust and desires, and he falls into sins with his hands and his tongue, he's not an imam. He's not an imam. He's not someone that should be followed. The one who is the imam is the one that he represses his tongue from backbiting and from lying and from deceiving and from cheating. He represses, he holds back his eyesight from looking at that which is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. He has patience in this matter. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. This is what is intended here likewise. صَبَرُوا يعني عَنِ الْمَعَاسِ. Being patient in staying away from the sins. This is from the traits of the ulama. This is the traits of the people who is considered a man who is considered an imam. An imam fi dini Allah Azza wa Jalla, an imam fi sunnah. Then this person, he is like this. He knows and he applies and he teaches and he calls. He's patient upon that way. Also, he's striving against his soul, against actions of disobedience. Striving against his soul from falling into shahawat, impermissible lusts and desires. Naam, impermissible lusts and desires. Then Imam al-Sidi, he mentioned, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوْقِنُونَ. And likewise, they had certainty, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they had certainty with regards to our signs. Imam al-Sidi, he said, أَيْ وَصَلُوا إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَصَلُوا فِي الْإِيمَانِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْيَقِينِ. Meaning that they have arrived. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوْقِنُونَ. Meaning they arrived with regards to Iman. Iman, having sincere faith in the verses of Allah, and the signs of Allah, and the evidence and the proofs of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have reached the level of certainty. They have reached the level of certainty. وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ التَّامُّ الْمُوجِبُ لِلْعَمَلِ. And he said, and this is a complete knowledge that necessitates action. What is al-yaqeen? Al-yaqeen, Imam al-Sidi, he mentioned, هُوَ الْعِلْمُ التَّامُّ الْمُوجِبُ لِلْعَمَلِ. The one who has certainty in his faith, then he has this knowledge that is complete. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt in his mind. And this knowledge that is certain necessitates for him to act. Necessitates for him to act and to have application. Necessitates for him to act. Al-mujib lil-amal. He said, وَإِنَّمَا وَصَلُوا إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْيَقِينِ لِأَنَّهُمْ تَعَلَّمُوا تَعَلُّمًا صَحِيحًا. He said, and they were only able to reach this high level of certainty because they learned in the correct manner. ولكن كونوا ربانيين. Remember the meaning of, what are the meanings of a رباني? العالم الذي يربي الناس يعلم الناس صغار العلم قبل كباره كأنه يتربى على العلم والعلم يربيه ويربي نفسه بالعلم. That he is cultivated upon knowledge. By learning the small knowledge first and then the greater knowledge, step by step in this manner, he's cultivating himself upon the knowledge, growing stage by stage, step by step, little by little, until he reaches the status of being upright. So this is the case. He said the only reason these people here, the imams in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they reached this certainty. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ لِأَنَّهُمْ تَعَلَّمُوا تَعَلُّمًا صَحِيحًا. That they learned the correct learning. They were educated and they learned in the correct manner. They learned in the correct manner. Very important to learn. Very important to learn, but not only that, to learn in the right way. To learn in the correct way. To learn in the way of the ulama. The way of the people of the sunnah. Learn that which is most important and then that which is most important. Learning the obligations first and foremost. And the greatest obligation is at tawheed. And learning after that, the commandments and the prohibitions, and the greatest prohibition is a shirk. Learning this in detail, little by little, and that which is most obligatory after that is salat. So this is the correct way to learn. He said, وَإِنَّمَا وَصَلُوا إِلَى دَرَجَةِ الْيَقِينِ لِأَنَّهُمْ تَعَلَّمُوا تَعَلُّمًا صَحِيحًا وَأَخَذُوا الْمَسَائِلِ أَنْ عَدِلَّتِهَا الْمُفِيدَةِ لِلْيَقِينِ. He said, because they learned in the correct manner. And they took the affairs and the issues, the religious affairs, from their evidences that benefit certainty, that bring the benefit of certainty. And so he's saying here that they learned the correct learning. And what does that really mean? They have taken the issues of the deen from their evidences. And the one who learns from the evidences of the book and the sunnah, these evidences will bring a person to the state of certainty. Whenever he reads the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he sees and he listens to the recitation of the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he hears and he reads about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what he experienced from difficulty and hardship, and how he was patient and given victory over his enemies, and how he left his land and he moved to another land, and how he was given success in all of this, and how amazing affairs occurred for him in his call sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person by having these proofs, he will achieve certainty that he is the messenger of Allah. He's the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will achieve a certainty looking in the signs of Allah azza wa jal, in the signs and the proofs in the Quran, in the signs and the proofs in Allah's creation. He will achieve certainty. La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. He has achieved certainty like this by learning properly. By learning properly, little by little, step by step, that which is most important before that which is important. There's that which is important, and there's that which is most important. That which is most important. So he learns in this manner, and he learns, وَأَخَذُوا الْمَسَائِلْ عَنْ أَدِلَّتِهَا. And they took the issues in the deen from their proofs, not from blind following, not from saying, well, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that, but rather from the proofs, from the evidences. And these evidences, they bring a person, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, to yaqeen, to certainty. He said, فَمَا زَالُوا يَتَعَلَّمُونَ الْمَسَائِلِ وَيَسْتَدِلُّونَ عَلَيْهَا بِكَثْرَةِ الدَّلَائِلِ حَتَّى وَصَلُوا لِذَلِكَ أو بِذَلِكَ حَتَّى وَصَلُوا لِذَلِكَ الْيَقِينَ. يعني من اليقين. He said that they will continue. So this is their path. They continue learning. And they continue learning proofs. And they continue learning evidences for issues in the deen until these evidences bring them to certainty. He keeps reading proof after proof, evidence after evidence, learning verse after verse, memorizing the proof. For example, for La ilaha illallah, a person can memorize a number of verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla that shows the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The meaning of La ilaha illallah. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أن يعبد الله واجتنب الطاغوت وعبد الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه إلا إياه. All of these verses and many others. يا قوم عبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. This is all of these verses and many other verses. They clarify for an individual this true meaning of لا إله إلا الله. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. So he's saying here that they keep studying and learning the proofs for the evidences until by way of that, this knowledge that they have, they reach the level of certainty. They have no doubt. So this is the benefit of knowledge, clearly. The benefit of knowledge and the people of knowledge, and the benefit of seeking knowledge and sitting with the people of knowledge until a person, he will hear these evidences and they sink in his heart and he reaches certainty. He reaches certainty as a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم فالصبر واليقين تنال بهما تنال الإمامة في الدين. He says here, رحمه الله, that by way of patience And by way of certainty, a person, he can reach leadership in the religion. A person, he can reach leadership in the religion. So we see this is from the traits of the ulama. This is from the traits of the ulama. The ulama that are upright, that are solid and firm in their knowledge, from their traits that they're patient and that they are certain and that they guide and they call to the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal with evidence and with proof. They don't call to themselves or to blind following. Rather, they call to bi amrina, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he closes here the mention of the traits of the ulama. Then the last verse that he mentions, or really referring to several verses, he says here, وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامًا إِلَى قَوْلِهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. All of these verses all the way until the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So he closed the verses here mentioning, these are all verses that he used as a proof for what he mentioned previously, from the traits and the attributes and the characteristics of the people of knowledge. And he closed, and this is great wisdom and understanding, that those who are truly the servants of Allah, those who truly fear Allah, those who truly have knowledge of Allah, those who are truly near to Allah, those who are truly the awliya of Allah, those who are beloved to Allah, the ones from the believers who are most rightful, have the most right to this trait, they're the ulama, they're the people of knowledge. So he says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلِى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of Allah, عز وجل, the slaves of Allah, they are the ones who walk upon the earth in humbleness and humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامًا. And whenever the ignorant people speak to them, then they say salama. And they say words that they are free from sin with regards to. The people speak to them in an ignorant manner, they don't respond to them in an ignorant manner. This is from the traits of the ulama, of the ulama. And tell the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make us from the righteous, make us leaders for the righteous. And make us leaders for the righteous. We're ibadu al-Rahman, and the slaves of al-Rahman. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned, the ulama, they mentioned about al-ubudiyyah. Al-ubudiyyah is two types. Now, al-ubudiyyah al-amma, wal-ubudiyyah al-khassa. That's what's referred to here. Al-ubudiyyah al-khassa, wa-ibadu al-Rahman. Because in reality, all of the slaves and all of the creation is a slave to al-Rahman, is a slave to his command and a slave to his decree. And nothing is excluded from his authority and from his command. Everything is under his command and his authority. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is al-ubudiyya li-rububiyyatihi. All of the creation is a slave to his lordship, is a slave and a servant under his command and decree. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from that creation are those who have a special ubudiyya, a specific type of servitude. And there are these referred to Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Ar-Rahman. And this is the Al-Ubudiyya li-uluhiyyatihi Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ubudiyya li-uluhiyyatihi Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything comes to Allah Azza wa Jal as a slave. In kullu ma fi samawati wal ardi illa ati ar-rahmani abada. Everything, there's nothing in the heavens and the earth except it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, ar-Rahman, as a slave. But here what is being referred to, ibad ar-Rahman, those specific slaves. And the one who has the most right to that description, the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge. Here we see, wa ibad ar-Rahman alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna. Ay mutawadhi'in. Naam. Mutawadhi'in, they walk on the earth with humbleness. They're not walking around boastfully, bragging. They're not walking around arrogant and proud, hopping around and moving around with their shoulders in this walk like some people we see they walk. Rather, they walk with humbleness, they walk with humility. But at the same time, they don't walk all with their leaning down like this, like they're weak, or like they are they're lost, or the likes like this. Rather, they walk with humility and humbleness, but they walk with honor and respect likewise. And the people of knowledge, they walk with humility, but they, at the same time, they're not belittling themselves in the manner that they walk. So they're between the two. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned about this in Surah Al-Luqman, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَقْبُدْ مِنْ سَوْتِكَ. Huh? إِنَّ أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. They said, واقصد. Allah, he says, واقصد في مشيك. Be moderate in the way that you walk. And don't walk proudly and fast and also and heedlessly and with recklessness, and don't walk also slowly all down like somebody like he's sedated or he's lost or he doesn't know his and this manner like this. Rather, between that, walk with honor and humility, but do not walk with pride and arrogance, and also do not walk with recklessness, and also lower your voice. Allah had mentioned, yani, and lower your voice, because the worst of all sounds or voices is the sound of the hamir, and raising the voice and raising the voice over others. The ulama, they mentioned that from the sign of arrogance is that a person, whenever he speaks, he raises his voice over others. When he talks to them, he raises his voice over them. What causes him to do that? Because he thinks he's better. Whether he realized that or not, this is a trait that he has. When he speaks, the person who is arrogant and he feels like he has a virtue over another, when he speaks to him, he'll raise his voice over his voice. The worst of all voices is the sound of the hamir, meaning the raising the voice in this manner like this. But ibadur rahman, they're not like that. Yamshuna ala al-ardi hauna, they walk on the earth, yani, with humility and humbleness. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Whenever the ignorant speak to them with ignorance, they don't respond with ignorance. The people of knowledge, they're smarter than that. The people of knowledge, they are more humble than that. The people of knowledge, they're more honorable than that. Than to return to the to respond to the fool foolishly. Because this is what fools like. Fools like, what do they say? Misery loves company. Somebody who acts foolishly, he's not happy with his life. And he's speaking in a foul manner, acting in a crazy way. And he wants another person to join him in that. So he'll try people. Some people are a test for others. Some people are a test for others. Life is a test, and some people, they are a test for others, like the foolish and the ignorant. Will they be a means to cause one to act like them? Or will they be able to repress their anger and repress their desires and respond in a manner with that is considered honorable? This is the way of the people of knowledge. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And he قَالُوا كَلَامًا يَسْلَمُونَ بِهِ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. That they say words that they are safe. That doesn't mean they say salam alaykum. It means that they say words that they will be safe from sin. قَالُوا سَلَامًا سَلِمَ يَسْلَمُ. Islam, سَلَمًا. We just took the word, huh? We just took the word together. Barakallahu feekum. نعم. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Until the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us from amongst the righteous, our leaders for the righteous. A person, he cannot be a leader for the righteous until first himself he is a follower of the righteous. He cannot be a leader for the righteous until first himself he's a follower for the righteous. That's the meaning of the verse. Make us leaders for the righteous, meaning make us from those who follow the righteous before us. Make us from those who follow the muttaqeen before us, so that we will be for those righteous after us a role model and example. So here again, the idea of application is coming directly, that in order to be a leader for the righteous, they first must have to follow the righteous before them. So this is the meaning of the verse. Many of the ulama, they mentioned that, like Mujahid, for example, أَيَمَّةً نَقْتَدِي بِمَنْ قَبْلَنَا وَنَكُونَ أَيَمَّةً لِمَنْ بَعْدِنَا. That's the meaning, he said, Mujahid, rahimahullah, that we will be imams, that we follow those before us, so that we will be leaders for those after us. This is the case, and make us leaders for the righteous. And he make us from amongst those who follow the righteous before us, and their righteousness, and their righteous belief, and their righteous speech, and their righteous actions, so that we will be ourselves leaders for those who come after us, for those who come after us in righteousness. So the author, he says, قَالَ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ حُسَيْنِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا النَّعْتُ وَنَحْوُهُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ يَدُلُّ عَلَى فَضْلِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He said, this characteristic here, and that which is similar in the Qur'an, indicates the virtue of the scholars. Indicates the virtue of the scholars. When Allah Azza wa Jal ja'alahum a'immatan lil-khalqi yaktaduna bihim. Yaktaduna bihim. He said, and that Allah has made them, yani the ulama, that has made them leaders for the people, and the people are guided by way of them. The people are guided by way of them. And this is the case. The ulama, they're a means of guidance, as he has mentioned previously. And the people, they're guided by way of them. Guided to the light, guided to the haqq, guided to the truth, guided to the good manners and the good creed, the good belief and the good worship, guided to that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla, guided away from that which is displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. By how and which manner? By way of the ulama. I don't know, maybe somebody they can remember or they can ponder on their own experience. I personally remember before I didn't know who the ulama were. And I remember my life before that. Somebody maybe accepted Islam, he can imagine the stages that he goes through. Or even a person, maybe he's born a Muslim, but then he wasn't guided to the Sunnah directly. He had to go through stages. I can personally remember one of the means that Allah has made for guidance is finding about ulama. Finding out about ulama, the scholars. There's scholars, there's Shaykh Al-Albani, there's Shaykh Uthaymeen, there's Shaykh Ibn Baz, there's ulama, there's people that you learn from. Finding them was definitely a light. Finding them and their books and their works was definitely a light in the path. Before that, everything seemed dark. And when one looks back, everything is dark. Looking around, even though you're on the straight path, alhamdulillah, you know Islam. Even maybe somebody, if you ask him, yeah, sunnah, I'm upon the sunnah, Quran sunnah. But then whenever he finds about the ulama, the books of the ulama, the books of Shaykh Al-Albani, the books of Shaykh Uthaymeen, the books of the ulama of our days and the likes, the books of Shaykh Ibn Baz, and he starts reading them, he finds from their light. He says, oh, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah, the people I was around are scorpions, I was around snakes. I was surrounded by snakes, alhamdulillah, they put the light on me. And I remember that. The first time I said to ulama, and I asked some people that I learned from in my local masjid, and I said, why didn't they never tell me about Shaykh Ibn Baz? Why didn't they never tell me about Shaykh Uthaymeen? How come I didn't? This whole time nobody ever mentioned this to me, subhanAllah. I brought it to them. After that, we became enemies. After that day, we became enemies. I tell him, why did you, Shaykh Ibn Baz, you know about Shaykh Ibn Baz? Oh, he knew all about Shaykh Ibn Baz. But he didn't like him. He didn't like him. Yani, this is the case. The people of misguidance, that's what they do. They keep you away from the ulama. To keep you away from the ulama. But when you find the ulama, you find light. That's what he mentioned at the beginning of this book. The ulama are like what? They're like the stars. If the lights go out, people are in confusion. تحيروا. That's what he said. تحيروا. That's the example. Whenever the stars, the clouds are covered, what are they doing? They become misguided. They don't know. They're in confusion. They don't know which way to go. If the clouds go away and the lights come back, alhamdulillah, this way is north, that way is east, let's go. And he moved. The same way whenever the ulama, it's not clear who the ulama are, he doesn't even know who the ulama are, people mixed it up and you don't know, like this, he becomes confused. But whenever he knows who the ulama are, who he can take from and who he sticks with and the fatwa that he take from directly, this is, and he'll be upon clarity, he'll be upon insight. It's a light for him. This is the example of the ulama. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبُرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ He said, this example in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Qur'an, indicates the virtue of the ulama. The virtue of the ulama. He said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ جَعَلْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً لِلْخَلْقِ يَكْتَدُونَ بِهِمْ Allah has made them leaders for the people, and they are guided by way of them, or they are guided by them. So the author, he mentioned now narrations, clarifying the meanings of what he mentioned previously. Of some of these verses. He mentions the meaning of some of these verses, and he will mention his narrations now as a proof for his understanding. As a proof for his understanding. And he mentioned here with his chain too, Mujahid ibn Jabir, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great student of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah. He mentioned that he read the Quran to Ibn Abbas three times, radiallahu anhumah, and stopping him at every verse. In another narration, he mentioned that he read the Qur'an, all of it, without stopping him. And he mentioned that he read it 30 times. He read the Qur'an 30 times to him. And one narration, he mentioned he read it 3 times to him, stopping him at every verse. Stopping him at every verse. Mujahid. Mujahid ibn Jabr. He died in the year 104. The great scholar of tafsir and hadith. The companion of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah. He said, في قول الله عز وجل يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء. Allah, He gives the wisdom to whom He wills. He gives the hikmah to whom He wills. Mujahid, he said, العلم والفقه. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء أي العلم والفقه. He gives knowledge and understanding to whom He wills. العلم والفقه. العلم والفقه. That's the meaning of the verse. And Allah gives wisdom to whom He wills. Yani wisdom is what? Knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and understanding. There's a very important understanding to have with regards to knowledge and understanding. فِقْ مُهِمْ فِي مَعْنَى الْعِلْمِ وَالْفِقْهِ Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned, لَمْ يُكُنَ السَّلَفْ لَمْ يُكُنَ السَّلَفْ يُطْلِقُونَ إِسْمَ الْفِقْهِ إِلَّا عَلَى الْعِلْمِ أَلَّذِي صَحِبَهُ وَالْعَمَلِ إِلَّا الْعِلْمِ الذي صاحبه العمل. This very, very important. He says, Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, died in the year 751. Great scholar of hadith. He said that the salaf, the righteous predecessors, they did not use the word fiqh. They did not use the word fiqh except for referring to knowledge that is accompanied by action. Except for knowledge that is accompanied by action. And whenever the salaf, they talk about fiqh. Like here we have one of the salaf. What's his name? Mujahid. What is he talking about? Ilm or fiqh. Ibn Qayyim, he's telling us that these ulama of the salaf, that they didn't use these words fiqh, for example, except they intend by that knowledge accompanied by action. Knowledge accompanied by action. So this is what here, that he gives wisdom to whom he wills, a knowledge and understanding, meaning a knowledge and understanding that produces action, that produces action, that produces action. If we remember the statement of Imam Masidi, what did he mention about certainty? Al-yaqeen. Al-ilm al-tamu al-mujibu lil-amal. Al-ilm, what is certainty? It is complete knowledge that necessitates action. That necessitates action. The importance of coupling knowledge and understanding with action. Because the knowledge without action is not beneficial for a person. Rather, it is harmful. Since Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka aw alayka." The Qur'an is a proof for you or against you. So the fiqh, whenever it's mentioned praiseworthy in the book, in the sunnah, or knowledge, al-ilm, what is being referred to in the understanding of the salaf, the knowledge that's accompanied by action. The knowledge that's accompanied by action. So then he says here, Al-Imam Al-Ajurri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned another narration again with his chain to Mujahid. Rahimahullah, fi qawli lahi aataynahu hukman wa ilma. And we have given him hukman wa ilma. And we have given him wisdom and knowledge. Qala al-Mujahid, rahimahullah, al-fiqhu wal-aqlu wal-ilm. We have given him wisdom and knowledge, meaning have given him fiqh, understanding. And al-aql. Al-aql is intelligence, a mind. He uses his mind, he uses his brain. He's not like an animal just following behind somebody and anybody who calls. La, he has understanding and he has a brain, intelligence. He uses it. He uses that blessing that Allah gave him. And he gave him knowledge. And he gave him knowledge. And he gave him knowledge. Subhanallah. Al-Imam Ibn Hibban al-Busti, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 354. He has a book, Rawdatu al-Uqala. Rawdatu al-Uqala, the garden of the intelligence, the people of Aql. He began that book, it's about intelligence, it's about manners, it's about conduct. He began that book, he mentioned that in the very beginning, he said, Lastu ahfadu khabran sahihan fil aql. And he mentioning about the aql here, the intelligence. He said, I haven't memorized an authentic narration with regards to intelligence, speaking directly about aql, a narration. He said, وَإِنَّ مَحَبَّةَ الْمَرْءِ الْمَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الْمَكَارِمَ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْكَرَاهِيَتَهُ سَفْسَافَهَا هُوَ نَفْسُ الْأَقْلِ. He said that the reality is, what is intelligence? What is aql? So here we see the verse, what did he say? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَأَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave him hukm wa ilm. Mujahid, he said that means al-fiqhu wal-aqlu wal-ilm. Understanding and aql and ilm. Ibn Hibban, he mentioned, he said, I don't know any narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaking directly about the aql. He said, but the reality of the aql is that a person, he loves all of the noble manners. Somebody has aql is the one that he loves all of the noble manners and he hates all of the foul manners. All of the foul manners. He loves all of the noble manners and he hates all of the foul manners. And because of this, he began that same book, Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah ta'ala, with hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَيَكْرَهُ سَفْسَافَهَا. That verily Allah, he loves the noble manners and he hates the foul and lowly manners. And so the one who has aql, even the aql is something that they would tie down the animal with, a rope that they would tie the animal with. It's called aql. Huh? But they say that the aql is called the aql because what? It restricts a person from acting like a fool. It refrains and it prohibits a person from acting like an idiot, from acting in a manner that's not befitting. So the one who has aql is going to do all of the things that are praiseworthy. He's going to make all the statements that are praiseworthy. And his aql will stop him from making the statements that are foolish. And for making the creed and to believe in things that are foolish. That's why somebody, for example, he worships a stone. He worships a stone. And he says, this person doesn't have no aql. He doesn't have no intelligence. How could he think, ever believe that the stone is worthy of worship? Hayyadin billah. He doesn't have any aql. So the aql is one, The intelligence is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَآتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We have given him حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge meaning understanding in the deen. And an intelligence that is correct and sound. And likewise beneficial knowledge. The author, he mentioned another chain of narration, this time again to Mujahid. Three narrations back to back that the author, he mentioned with his chain to Mujahid ibn Jabir رحمه الله تعالى في قول الله عز وجل وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُكْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. That verily we have given Luqman al-hikmah, wisdom. We have given him al-hikmah. And the translation, literal translation, al-hikmah, wisdom. But here Mujahid, he says, هُوَ الْعَقْلِ وَالْفِقْهُ وَالْإِصَابَةُ فِي الْقَوْلِ فِي غَيْرِ النَّبُوَّةِ. That the word hikmah here, it means that he has intelligence and understanding and the ability to say the truth without having revelation, without having prophethood. This is what is hikmah. Hikmah is al-aql, intelligence, fiqh, understanding. Al-isabatu fil qawli fi ghayri nubuwah. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, another narration to Mujahid likewise, Ibn Jabir. Rahimahullah ta'ala fi qawli Allahi azza wa jal, wa laqad atayna Luqman al-hikmah. That verily we have given Luqman al-hikmah. He says, qala al-fiqhu wal-aqlu wa isabatu al-qawli fi ghayri nubuwah. Two narrations, or two different chains with a similar narration. He said, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, Mujahid, the meaning of al-hikmah here, that verily we have given Luqman al-hikmah, and he meaning fiqh wal-aql, understanding and intelligence, wa isabatu al-qawli fi ghayri nabuwah, the ability to achieve the truth, or that which is correct in his speech without having prophethood. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.